trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Truck drivers, listen up. Schneider is holding hiring events near you, seeking drivers of all experience levels for a wide variety of career opportunities. Meet a Schneider recruiter April 11th, 9 to 11 a.m. and noon to 2 p.m. at Schneider Chicago facility. That's April 11th, 9 to 11 and noon to 2 at Schneider Chicago facility. Get full event details, learn more about Schneider, and search all of Schneider's opportunities at Schneider, that's SchneiderJobs.com.
When you're looking for a newer pre-owned travel trailer, fifth wheel, or motorhome, call Pontiac RV before you buy. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years, Pontiac RV is Illinois' largest RV dealer. With our volume buying power and lower overhead than the chain stores, you'll save on major manufacturers like Coachmen, Keystone, Forest River, Tiffin Motorhomes, and more. Choose from over 200 RVs in stock and see why people travel from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
To every car owner who has ever said, please, no more car payments.
Take the drive.
The men and women at Berlin 200,000 Mile Shops introduced the drive for 200,000 miles.
It's custom tailored to deliver every useful mile that was built into your car.
Imagine getting 200,000 mile warranties on brakes, mufflers, and tires.
You heard it right. Merlin gives you 200,000 mile warranties on tires, brakes, and mufflers.
If you're not on Merlin's drive for 200,000 miles, you could find yourself on the road to more car payments before you know it.
Merlin 200,000 mile shops are here to say there are better places for your money.
Like vacations, college tuition, or home remodeling.
Merlin invites you to make a right turn.
That's the turn into the Merlin 200,000 mile shop nearest you.
Merlin, more life for you and your car.
Buy four qualifying General tires and get up to a $70 rebate. When you use your Car Care One credit card, you can get an extra $100 rebate. Don't pass up a $170 rebate on tires. Visit Merlin today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio, this is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here.
Turn it up, fireworks!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSER and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves regular season will wrap up at Allstate Arena this Saturday at 7, Sunday at 4. So will Patrick Kane be ready for Game 1 of the playoffs?
I don't really know yet. I guess it's too early to tell right now. So there still needs to be some things to hash out before that happens.
That's Kaner this morning after practice. He was a full participant, but no certainty on when he'll return to the lineup. The Blackhawks open the playoffs on Wednesday at Nashville. The Bulls play at Brooklyn tonight and wrap up the regular season on Wednesday at the UC with the Atlanta Hawks. Derrick Rose will see increased playing time before the playoffs begin. Toronto holds the 3 seed in the East. They have games at Boston tomorrow, then hosting Charlotte on Wednesday. The White Sox are off today, open a 2-game set in Cleveland tomorrow. The Cubs host Cincinnati tonight. John Lester opposing Mike Leake. 3 games going on right now in baseball. In the National League, out in New York, end of the 8th, it's the Mets 2, the Phillies nothing. Out in Pittsburgh, top of the 9th, the Pirates lead the Tigers 5-1. And middle of 3rd in Fenway, it's the Red Sox 4 and the Nationals nothing. Back to the NBA, Rod Thorne, the president of basketball operations, will retire in August. Thorne was a GM of multiple teams in the NBA, including the Bulls, when Michael Jordan was drafted in 1984. This scoreboard update brought to you by Northwestern Center for Communication and Health. Masters in Health Communication Info Session is April 14th. Golf reports on the score are brought to you by Homerton Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 5:35 when the Sox take on the Indians on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Neumail Medical Center. Discover the new you. NewMailMedical.com.
Boers and Bernstein
at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Marcus Mariota is everywhere, isn't he?
He is.
Now he's here.
You know, if the Bears think he's a guy that they can draft and he can develop into an NFL quarterback that can win games, great. I just know it's not this year, so
no.
I'm not that interested. I think with Jay Cutler, and I've told you this before, that you can win more games than you can lose. That number 7 pick, a lot more valuable spots to draft than a quarterback as far as this team's needs.
The Titans are sniffing around everybody, and the Titans are also really interested in Phillip Rivers. Now, I don't know if they can make that happen. I don't know why you'd want to make it happen.
Well
how much
all,
better quarterback do you think Phillip Rivers is than Cutler?
You're not going to like this answer, but I think Jay Cutler has more skill than Phillip Rivers, but I think Phillip Rivers offers more intangibles that help his team win football games.
And he certainly offers more children.
Well,
boy, when you get a hut, he's got another kid.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
White Sox broadcaster Steve Stone.
I think you can pretty much judge Robin toward the end of this year. I think it's a little premature to judge him at this point. Suffice to say, it is early. Now, if we're trying to tell you it's early and it's the end of July, now you might have a bit of a problem. Forget about what happened in Kansas City and take it and start anew today. I think this team is going to be much more energized when Chris Sale gets back in the rotation.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on The Score.
Terry Boers.
You know, I don't exactly know what we'll know, when we'll know it.
Dan Bernstein.
I am kind of, as they say, big on school.
I've got to wake up.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Talking to you at 312-644-6767. We got the second half coming up at the bottom of the hour. Some weekend odds and ends to clear up on Boers and Bernstein. Always, I enjoy the segment. It's not as good as like
High Noon. No, nothing will ever be as good as High Noon. They were so different, fundamentally different in what they tried to accomplish.
Great. It paved the new trail.
I want to mention, too, that if you have not gotten your tickets yet for the Patrick Manley roast, I suggest that you do so, because this is yet another one of these things that we do that is a fun opportunity for you to have an entertaining evening as we roast and toast Patrick Manley. If you want information, you go to 670thescore.com/roast. It's brought to you by Prairie Organic Spirits, made with respect from seed to glass, and Belvedere Events and Banquets. Book your next event with them. Q on the north side is out today. He's on The Score. Hey, Q.
Hey, dudes. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Listen, you know, the Tiger vs. Speed thing, you know, the great thing about Duffner is a character. He looks like a mechanic, like he's ready to change your oil, right? He's got the waggle. He plays quickly. Phil has the jaw-dropping short game. Speed doesn't give you anything to hate or dislike about him, but there's nothing really to like about him or that is changing socially, right, about what Tiger did. And then think about this. When Tiger won the Masters, he wins by 12 strokes, not 4. When Tiger wins the Masters, 12 guys under par only. Double that number under par for when Spieth wins the Masters. Even Tiger said the first 2 days that he was surprised at how easy the course was set up. So I'll give the kid credit. He did what he did. But you know what? I'll even take Rory winning at Congressional, because Rory's 5'8", and he's bombing it with guys that are 6'4". There's a sizzle to Rory's game.
Rory's only 5'8"?
He's 5'8 or 5'9". Really, really short guy. I've met him in person a couple times, and a genuine guy, really
stalker?
Nice. But it's just amazing. Rory.
Are you stalking him?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Just like you, Terry. Are you going to be at the bank Friday?
I didn't think he was 5'8 or 5'9". I didn't think that, but maybe.
But yeah, I don't want to try to minimize his accomplishment. And I know that is exactly what you're doing.
Yeah,
but
you're both doing it.
But no, I'm not. I'm not.
Don't
misrepresent. I am not minimizing his accomplishment. I'm just being honest about my lack of any kind of connection, even though there's his family and there's grandpa and grandma and the whole thing. And here he was when he was a kid. Okay, it's great. I'm just not feeling it. I can appreciate it. It was marvelous.
What are you going to feel, Rory? Do you feel Rory at all? Nothing?
Bit. Yeah, I like Rory. There's just so many guys.
Did you look that up? He's 5'8". Is that right? Check that for. I mean, I don't want to pick up my phone. I'm too busy. I'm too busy thinking. I don't want to pick up my phone. He's straight. I never really took a look at him.
5'9". Yes.
5'9".
He's 5'9".
Wow.
He certainly appears taller than that, doesn't
he? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Q, you got it.
How tall is Ian Woosnam?
6'11".
No, he's not. What?
No, he's not? Okay. My TV's bad.
Is he still playing? Ian Woosnam, 5'4", smoky. Always smoking, if I remember correctly. That he would only wasn't he?
I don't know. Remember. I
5 foot four.
You
known,
say so, I
known
believe
as Woosy Woosers or the Wee Welshman.
Boy, that's not a name you really want. Is it the Wee Welshman?
The Wee Welshman.
Boy. I guess, you know, it's kind of hard to, I think it's very difficult at this stage particularly to fall in love with a golfer anyway. I mean, I think it's okay for Jim Nantz because I expect him to.
He's just in love with golf.
Yeah, he's in love with it. So, well, he played golf. He's the very essence of golf. That's his business card. I am the essence of golf. And I think it's very hard to look at it and say, well, I really fell for this. I really like this. I mean, I don't know. You can't go back and do something the Tiger did all over again. You can't blaze that trail again. So I don't know going to take. I mean, I don't, you know, there are plenty of guys who are really, really good, really, really talented.
And just some really competitive tournaments, yes. Some really good players. And whether it's Russell Henley or Billy Horschel or any number of these guys.
More, I might say, for Q than there were when Tiger won his first Masters. There are way more. That's like 15 years or whatever it is, more of them. I mean, they come in waves. They're all over the place.
The colleges, all of the top college programs keep finding and disgorging terrific players.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the course may have set up, but it seemingly only set up for one guy. Say, well, yeah, he only won by four shots. Well, I mean, he also did it in record fashion. You can say, well, he only said it didn't say, okay. Then why weren't they all 18, 20 under then? If it was so easy for everybody. And what do you, look, I'm never going to minimize what he's done. And I think only time will tell about where he fits in and if he really is all that.
Well, that's where
there's
I am.
There's a lot of
it.
Other is majors it,
then,
to go.
Then let time tell.
And Rory is still pretty damn good from what I saw yesterday.
He's 25.
Yeah.
He's got four majors.
He doesn't have that Masters yet, though. He wants it desperately.
He'll
he
get
wants it.
It. Don't, he'll get it, won't he?
Yeah, I thought he'd be more
25,
in it.
25, come on.
Thought he'd be more in it yesterday. He wasn't. So, I mean, just over the week, just going into the weekend, I thought he would be. But, yeah, I think everything's over time. But Jim doesn't. Jim is timeless. No period of time means anything to Jim.
But didn't Nantz start doing Masters coverage at 26? I mean, that's why it feels like he's been there forever, because he kind of has. He got started, and he always carried himself as much older than his years, and has always had that look, and has always had the sound, and he's just sort of been that guy. I want to say he was in his mid-20s when he started covering the Masters for CBS.
Now he needs it to cut the big checks.
Well, yeah, unfortunately.
he needed the big checks.
Yeah, the Jason Duffner plan would have been better.
Yes, that's a better plan.
2.5, one time only. Here you go. We're done.
And the Tiger plan was no good either. I saw this thing, was it last week or the week before, where in a certain amount of time, and it was coming up, that the Tiger owed Elon $54 million.
Yeah, here's a picture that was just sent to me. Q sent this on Twitter to me. A picture of Rory McIlroy standing next to Tom Brady.
Oh, my God. It's like his son.
It looks like his kid. Hey,
well, maybe we had a check.
I had no idea he was that short. Why did I not know
that's
that?
That's ridiculous. Brady's 6'4"?
He better be.
Let me look at that again. That is like a picture you send out as
7'2". I mean, that's...
God.
Wow. All right, well, okay. I'm not going to doubt you. Jeez. All right. Well, yeah, you figure that this guy's launching the ball, you know, 350 yards.
Yes, he does. And some people feel he's too muscular. He's done it. He's overdone it.
Well, there are a lot who say that the golf has gone too far in that direction. But you still see some pudgy guys out there. You know, Charlie Hoffman isn't really much to speak of.
No, he's a strong dude, though. Yeah. I don't. And Spieth is nothing. There's nothing special about any of him. You know, he's not a...
That's it, though. There's nothing special.
Yeah, I mean, he's not one of those guys. He's not in the workout room every second of his life.
And
if it's possible, that they said when they first saw him, they knew he was a prodigy. They knew it. I mean, right away, when he was just a baby, they knew he was going to do this. And I thought, Wow.
All right, well, help me out with this, too. This is the new improved Tiger Woods, right? This is the accessible, smiley, happy. He's got
no.
Even though he knows he's mic'd up all the time, he
never
didn't
stops.
Stop swearing the entire tournament.
No, he did not.
The whole time it's F this and F that and F and this and F and you suck. I mean, it was just, it was a constant stream of profane invective from Tiger Woods.
Oh my God.
It took a while. I think, I want to say it was Ian Baker Finch that eventually worked in the, sorry about Tiger.
No, Tiger.
Left it to the right again.
Dumbass.
Dumbass cracker.
Dumbass cracker.
There it is. Well, that's going to find its way into Friday, Fung, you can believe.
Well, yeah. You know, he's still, I'm sorry that he could be all of that. It's what's funny about it is how we look at these things. Because no matter how you cut it, he's still not likable.
Tiger?
Not at all.
I know.
Watch him.
Yeah, he's just not.
Watch him leave the court or in between. Or watch how he does his business. And he will walk by 5,000 people, which he did yesterday, and not ignored all of them. They're in behind the ropes, and they're like, give him a five. Nothing.
Would you rather have nothing. That or have, like, Phil and his vapid grin? Like, silly dog.
Hey. Well, how about just somebody who is actually genuine?
A person, right.
Yeah. Could we have that? Is that possible or is that not possible?
Charlie Hoffman. Okay. Who was our other guy we had fun with? Oh, Tim Herron. Yeah.
Yeah. To say the Tiger sweat, which he did, it's just, when I look at him and it hasn't changed, none of this has really changed. He's just not likable. And finally, Bubba Watson got outed too for it. There were everybody hating him. Because he said, well, and he reacted to the story by saying, well, you know, I could try to do better. I'm going to try to do better. If that's the case.
People can't stand him.
Dude, you know they don't like you.
Here's Paul on the score. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. I wanted to comment a little while, hour or so ago, you were talking about Terry Mulholland and how poor he was, I think, at throwing to second.
Yes.
There's something I remember specifically about Terry Mulholland. This is kind of to add to the discussion a little bit. I remember, and maybe I'm wrong, that he was notorious for being almost impossible to steal off of. And I think maybe because he had like no leg kick or something, but maybe that should be factored into the discussion that maybe that's why Lester is hard to steal off of, because of maybe just his quick delivery to the plate.
Well, that's what Lenny Kasper was talking about, the level of deception, too. Just an understanding is he still can look at you as if he's going to throw over.
Yeah,
and you get sort of the hardwired animal reaction of a professional baseball player who's like, if you see this until you get a certain cue, don't go. But you would think that over time, that before the game, you get that piece of paper that says he's not going to throw over. Go ahead and go.
Well, I think they do, but I don't know how many guys, you know, Billy Hamilton's got it. He scores every time. I think it's interesting because if the numbers had reflected it, it would have been more interesting. But the stolen base numbers off him don't reflect it in the least.
That's you'd what say, he said.
What,
he was
wait
getting
a minute.
Pissed off about it, too. He was very close to saying, hey, stop it.
I know he was. Well, Curt Schilling, you know what he is. He's a putt whack. I just think there's a, if the numbers reflect it, if you go, oh my God, did we all miss this? Really? We didn't know this when he came here? And apparently some people knew this. I don't remember ever hearing it.
Bottom of the hour, you will hear the second half, whether you want to or not. You got the score.
Starting tomorrow at noon, Cubs manager Joe Maddon talks Chicago Cubs baseball exclusively with Spiegel and Goff.
No, I really fit in here. This is a good fit for me personally.
Starting tomorrow at noon and every Tuesday during baseball season, Joe Maddon talks Cubs with Spiegel and Goff.
I'm pretty excited about being here.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's baseball station.
This is Brandon Tierney with the CBS Sports Minute. Let's face it, when it comes to college athletics, the head coach, well, he still has the hammer because he has the one thing kids need to reach the next level. He hands out playing time. In the pros, however, it's an entirely different set of rules. Sure, the elite ones absolutely impact the bottom line and have the respect of the players, which brings us to the LA Kings and their players and head coach Daryl Sutter. According to a report in the Post over the weekend, players barricaded the door to their locker room following a recent loss. What? Apparently, they weren't in a very jovial mood and didn't feel like being berated yet again. And for For that, they get an A for creativity. Hey, players have always ignored plays and missed practices and ripped coaches in the media, but talk about going out of your way to basically tell your coach you can't stand them. And on some level, it's sad, but on almost every other level, it's absolutely awesome and hysterical. What's next? Puncture his tires? Tie him up and toss him in the shower? Wow, I'm BT.
For quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop one of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name products in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Looking for a way to advance your career? Northwestern offers a master's in health communication in just 1 year. Attend the April 14th info session. More at healthcom with two m's.northwestern.edu.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Jake, over here, please.
Yes, sir.
On Real Performance. You just helped Jake's Manchu knock tobacco out of the park.
Well, I wanted to do good, and I tried to do good. I think I did pretty good.
Is it true that Jake's Manchu is non-tobacco, no nicotine, comes in 10 delicious flavors, is USDA certified organic, and can help guys quit dipping tobacco?
Yeah, it's true. I just wanted to go out there and give 110%. It's a group effort.
So, tell me about your home run 10% off promotion.
Yep, for me it's like a hanging curveball. Just go to Jake's Mint Chew and type in two words, home run, and get 10% off of your purchase. Even I can do that.
Well, I don't know about that. Alright, enter home run as the promo code at jakesmintchew.com upon checkout. Got it, quite the performance.
Chew healthy, chew mint, sir.
Outstanding. Everyone loves a home run.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome.
Tiki.
Doug Gottlieb Show rolls on.
The Mojo Show.
Around the clock, national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get you to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Riggins.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
It's the only tree around there that happened to be at the end of a runway. Wouldn't somebody...
So your take on it would be to cut down the tree, even though they had not had that problem. Of course, if you have that problem once...
Once is too many.
Once is too many.
I would think if you're running a regional airport, and you're just, you're kind of showing up, you're walking through, you're doing your regular safety walkthrough, and you say, you know, we could probably do without that tree, just in case... Maybe you get rid of the pecan tree and you can find your pecans elsewhere for your lovely pie. That remove the tree if it's at the end of a runway at a regional airport.
That was sort of back then, and I'm not going to argue the merits of a tree, because if you can't clear a tree by the time you go down an entire runway, then you've probably got other problems besides the tree.
Again, you probably are not in an airplane.
Right. Could be just kind of jump over the tree. Not an uncommon thing for those days. That's how they got around. That's what they did. It wasn't
with
like,
the small planes.
Yeah.
Well, they all died.
I understand that. Yes.
Richie well, not all Valens of them. And the Big Bopper and everybody.
That was the 50s. Well, that a 50s.
Yeah, I know. But,
they weren't even flying.
But a lot of them died. Too many. Too many singers get in plane and die. Sometimes it's the experimental plane that gets too wet. Sometimes you're flying with either, or it's a helicopter. Wasn't Stevie Ray Vaughan a helicopter? Is that right? I think so,
yeah.
Somebody else was on that flight, too. That was Alpine Valley, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, all I know is that was sort of an accepted mode of travel in those days. That's what you did when you were performing. You didn't go run to the airport. You got in the plane that was more convenient, and you left. You just didn't...
It's not more convenient if you're hitting the tree, though.
Does it say what kind of plane it was? It did. It was
Beechcraft. So you think a Beechcraft could clear a tree, unless there's something wrong with it.
Well, you're in for a bad flight if it can't clear a tree.
Well, they don't know ahead of time.
You're in for some rough going if it right? can't clear a tree. Hey, what kind of plane you're taking? Well, you know, it can't really clear a tree, but we're going to try. What? No, I think that, you know, it was just sort of what they did. And I think things have gotten better in the last 40 plus years, don't you? I think guys still do that. I mean, Maybe not in a Beechcraft.
Yeah, Beechcraft still makes perfectly good planes.
But they hit a tree.
No, not
so
all
who
of
hit the
them.
Tree? Is it? I don't know if it was pilot error or plane. I don't remember.
It's got to be pilot, right?
Well, it wasn't.
You're right. Bad plane.
I think a pilot kind of knows it. Maybe it should be higher than that. I'm not sure. How low are we? Too damn low.
He's filling out his flight plan, and if part of the flight plan involves not being able to clear a tree, then
okay, well, all right. I think that's probably not ideal.
Right. Thank you.
The rest of them, I think we're in the, you know, didn't Alabama too? Leonard Skinner, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they were in one too, right? And not, it didn't. So I mean, it happens. I mean, I don't. I don't remember the pecan tree, the pecan tree, but I certainly remember some others. Yeah. Thinking of Sweet Home Alabama with Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, following a performance at the Greenville Memorial Auditorium in Greenville, South Carolina, they boarded a Convair CV-300 to Baton Rouge. They're appearing at LSU due to a faulty engine. The airplane ran low on fuel, and the pilots were diverted to the Macomb Pike County Airport. They ran out of fuel, attempted an emergency landing, and crashed in a heavily forested area north of Gillsburg, Mississippi.
See? Something about it. I was going to say, Macomb, they weren't all the way up here, were they? You're really off target.
And I would not be diverting a plane low on fuel to Macomb, Illinois. That's a bad